Well, let's get some science news now. Belinda Smith is the ABC science reporter. Good morning to you.
Hi, Hamish.
Let's get the answer to the brain teaser, the question. Jane is making an unusual birthday cake. The ingredients are 3 kilograms of marzipan, 6 juniper berries, 5 jars of mayonnaise, and 4 of what kind of fruit?
So the mystery ingredient here is 4 apricots. And, you know, kudos to everyone who got that. Quite a few people did actually text in with the right answer. But for everyone else, the pattern you're looking for is in the quantity and the first 3 letters of each ingredient. So they correspond to months. So let's take, you know, 3 kilos of marzipan. That's March, because 3 is the third month, and M-A-R, the first 3 letters of marzipan. And so if you go to 5 jars of mayo, May is the fifth month. And June from juniper berries is the sixth month, and the recipe calls for 6 juniper berries. So kind of working with that logic, given we need 4 of the mystery fruit, we can then say it needs to start with the first 3 letters of the fourth month, April. And what fruit starts with APR? I can only think of one, apricot.
It's a very strange cake. I have no idea what it would taste like.
Well, it seems fairly gluten-free, so maybe Novak Djokovic could have a slice.
All right, let's get out of the kitchen and into the lab. Researchers in the US have designed a device that can turn standard masks into smart masks. They can monitor a person's health, even sense their heartbeat through the wearer's face. So why would you need a mask to do that?
Well, you know, I wouldn't need one. You probably wouldn't need one either, Hamish, as nifty as it sounds. But this little device is designed for anyone who needs to wear an N95 mask for long periods, like healthcare workers. The device is really small. The whole kit and caboodle, including the battery, is only around the size of a dollar coin. And it sticks to the inside of the mask with a magnet. And these researchers at Northwestern University in Illinois have managed to fit, a whole bunch of different sensors on it that can then wirelessly transmit that information to a smartphone. And it can sense things like your heartbeat. So whenever your heart pumps blood, that sort of ballistic force pushes the blood up to your face. And it makes your skin move just a tiny bit, a minuscule bit. And this device can pick up those tiny, tiny changes in your skin and sense heart rate and also things like breathing rate to send those, you know, data points to a smartphone. And if, you know, heart rate and respiration rate gets a bit high, maybe it can tell you to go sit down somewhere, take a chill pill, you know, have a bit of a relax. But I think one of the most important things of this sensor is it can detect if the seal around the mask has been breached. You know, we've all seen photos of nurses and doctors with those really deep red creases etched into their cheeks from wearing something like an N95 for, you know, 12 hours or even longer. And that skin, after a time, it can go numb. So someone might not be aware that their mask has slipped slightly and is letting potentially dangerous air in. So this device can sense breaches through changes in the air's chemistry and send a warning to a smartphone to maybe fix up your mask.
So who's used it so far? Has there been any clinical trials?
No, it's not. So it's still early days. It's just been published in an academic journal. It's not been through clinical trials or, you know, validated externally yet. But the researchers, obviously, they would love to commercialise it and mass produce it. And, you know, we've seen some smart masks come out throughout the pandemic, but they've tended to be these really big, bulky kind of looking things, like kind of like post-apocalyptic kind of masks. But the beauty of this little device is it can retrofit any N95 mask. And so if they can manufacture it cheaply and quickly, it could be really, really helpful to people who might be around potentially infectious people.
Now on to space. If you think the past few days have been warm where you live, get this. Astronomers say we're surrounded by a huge bubble of gas that's really hot, around 1 million degrees, and was inflated from within by exploding stars. How do we know that this is the case?
Well, we've known about this bubble for a while now, since the 1970s. And so in our little patch of the Milky Way, the galaxy that we're in, they've got this sort of, it's not really a sphere. It looks a bit like a lumpy peanut, I guess, or a lumpy hourglass. It's full of hot gas and it emits radiation in the form of X-rays. So we can detect that through telescopes. But we can also see what looks like a shell of cold, dense gas around this big, hot, lumpy blob. which astronomers reckon was swept outwards by the shock waves generated by exploding stars. It's really the only way it could happen.
Belinda Smith, it's always great to chat. Thank you very much.
No worries, Hamish. Catch you later.